So just to clarify a little more, because when I hear the SEP thing on the end of it, the only other thing I could think of was aflibercept, which is used, I think, in colon cancer. And my understanding is it sucks up VEGF. So is this also a ligand sucker, so to
It's a
speak?
ligand of a receptor. It blocks, is an antagonist of activin receptor. This molecule binds to a receptor, blocking the receptor, is controlling, acting on BCL11, is controlling this pathway of SMAD1 different control of erythropoiesis. So is actually active on a receptor of activin.
So can you talk a little bit about the clinical research that's been done? I know there are two agents that have been looked at.
Well, one was sotatercept and one was luspatercept, but now they merge and we are going to use only luspatercept. They are very similar, and belong to the TGF-beta family. Okay? The choice for focusing on luspatercept is just because it's not affecting some potential pathway of hormonal pathway. So treating young patients, we prefer to use luspatercept, but they are very, very similar. What has been done was a preclinical study in mice. They confirm what I mentioned. Then we did a phase two study. I was involved in both of them. I was involved with the sotatercept. And the phase two was more explorative in terms of dose escalation in order to identify the right dose. And that was including a small number of patients, either transfusion dependent or non-transfusion dependent. And with both of the molecules, what we found was a reduction of more than 20% of blood transfusion burden in those transfusion dependent, and an increase of more than 1 or 2 grams of hemoglobin in those non-transfusion dependent. That was in a limited number of patients and for a short period of time. We identified that the right dosage was 1 mg/kg/day, and that's prompted to design the phase three trial, which has been presented at ASH with luspatercept. And the results are very promising. The data have been submitted to FDA.